hour.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
This should be played at high volume, preferably in a residential area.
Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Hoppy Hour.
Listen to me, Randy. It doesn't matter what you look like on the outside, whether you're white or black or Sasquatch even. As long as you follow your dream, no matter how crazy or against the law it is. Except for Sasquatch. If you're Sasquatch, the rules are different.
Forget it, Meatwad. I'm a circus freak. And that's all I'll ever be.
Whatever.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Hot topic!
Paul is capable of throwing some decent combinations and has done it from time to time. Just haven't been...
Ouch!
What a way to explain a boxing fight when someone gets knocked out. Ouch! Yeah, I think it hurt a little bit.
Ouch! That had to hurt.
Just haven't been...
The fight's fake, bro! Insert dude bro here that watches and listens to Joe Rogan, and everything in life has to be a conspiracy theory. It can't just be that Jake Paul actually trained for a fight against a UFC fighter. It's fake, bro. Because if I'm a UFC fighter, a tough guy, I totally want to get knocked out by Jake Paul. That's the way you would fake a fight. No common sense anymore.
Jake Paul dominated his rematch with Tyron Woodley.
He looks pretty embarrassed the way he's just laying on the platform. Tyron Woodley. He doesn't look happy. Oh, yeah, that's the way you want to be painted if you're in a fake fight. Oh, yeah, just lay there like a bitch.
On Saturday at the Emily Arena in Tampa, Florida.
Hell yeah, Tampa, Florida. We on the map, baby.
Before the fight, he told ET he was feeling the best he's ever felt.
Yeah, he looks pretty good, too. He's been working out. You can tell he's a little muscular.
I'm better than ever and had an amazing training camp, switched up a lot of things. I'm 10 pounds lighter, brought in a nutritionist.
Damn, you do look good, bro.
So just everything is better.
The rematch, which was titled Leave No Doubt, followed their first match in August.
What I love, too, is everybody gets so triggered by him. Oh, he's in everybody's head, rent-free. And he's essentially living a life rent-free because he can afford whatever the hell he wants.
Where Paul won by split decision.
You know, for me, the last fight, it answered a lot of the unanswered questions that I even had about myself.
And now you believe in yourself. That's all he wanted. Thank God. I was so worried if Jake Paul believed in himself or not. But now that I know that Jake Paul believes in himself, I am living a better life.
This time around, he left no doubt all right. The YouTuber turned pro boxer knocked out the former UFC champion in the sixth round.
Oh, yeah. Just hear that punch. It's fake, bro. It's fake. The earth is flat. Yeah, that is the sound of the type of brain. Like that punch and the aftermath it did to his brain is the same type of brain that a person has that either believes the fight is fake or thinks that the earth is flat. I don't know if that made any sense, but I'm just throwing shots at flat earthers today for some reason and at people that think this fight's fake.
But to cut Woodley some slack, with just 2 weeks' notice, he stepped in to replace Paul's original opponent, Tommy Fury.
Yeah, he kind of backed out. He's like, this ain't my scene, man. I'm Tommy Fury, bro. My last name's Fury, bro.
Who withdrew due to a broken rib and a chest infection.
Well, that's a good reason. It's not just because he's afraid of Paul.
He is the winner by...
You know, if he really wanted to be a part of this circus, he'd be there in a second.
He is the winner by way of knockout.
Yeah.
Still undefeated.
And about to go balls deep in somebody in Ybor City.
Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy Hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment was brought to you by the Tampa Bay Hot Sauce Company. When I tell you that the Tampa Bay Hot Sauce Company is the best best in the Bay. I am a man of my words. I would not lie to you. At TampaBayHotSauce.com, it has all the locations of where you can purchase their product in person. But if you don't live in Florida, you can order online. For all the info, it's on Instagram at Ryan Hoppy Radio at Tampa Bay Hot Sauce. Tag us. Let us know what you cook up.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
He never holds back, and he speaks his mind. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY.
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning. Like a dairy cow.
Ah! Ah! Oh, yes! Yes! Oh!
Like a $9,000 prostitute, please.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh yeah! Eight, five, six, 49 Hoppy.
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go.
You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and I will be sure to get your tweets and your phone calls in real time.
Whoa, Hoppy Hot Topic.
It's amazing, you know, when you find your person and your best friend.
You cheat
in
on
this
her.
World.
Are you ready to make her a paw officially?
We're getting there.
I just need to finish out this life of banging each other and then banging other people, because then we're going to be exclusive. Because when I think of rich, famous celebrities, they never cheat on each other.
It's obviously the big rematch between you and Tyron Woodley, but I know it wasn't originally planned that way. Tell me, what made Tyron the perfect opponent to replace Tommy Fury?
This obviously was filmed before the fight, but the reason why I'm playing this is it gets good. Trust me.
You know, his willingness to step up first and foremost. And
yeah, I'm Jake Paul. You're such a man, the way you had the guts to hang out with me and my creatine muscles.
Have the balls to step in on late notice. And obviously,
bitches,
wanted to see the rematch. He did get the tattoo, and it was a massive pay-per-view event the first time. And
yeah, everything they do is massive. They make a lot of money.
So it's going to be even bigger this time.
Yeah. The
vibes leading up to this fight, you seem like ready to go, confident, and you're enjoying yourself. I mean, from jumping in the pool after that media workout.
Oh, wow. He jumped in a pool. That's so edgy. I jump in a pool and everyone looks at me weird.
Now to you singing in the rain to Olivia Rodrigo's Good For You.
I love him, man. He is the ultimate troll. I'm not saying I'm trying to emulate my career after Jake Paul and Logan Paul, because I want to be my own Ryan John Hoppy, and I would like to think I do a damn good job at it. But my goodness, I would be lying to you if I told you that I don't try to emulate myself after the way that they are the villains.
You seem like you're in good spirits, brother. How are you feeling going into Saturday?
I'm feeling the best I've ever felt going.
Oh, that's good.
Into a fight.
Can you imagine if he was like, I feel pretty average at a Subway sandwich, kind of regret it?
You know, for me, the last fight, it answered a lot of the unanswered questions that I even had about myself.
Okay.
And now I have that experience under my belt. I'm better than ever. And
oh, cool.
Had an amazing training camp, switched up a lot of things. I'm 10 pounds lighter.
That's good. 856-494. Oh, my God. SNL was almost not on air. 6773.
I know it wasn't a Christmas show that you expected, but that's the beauty of this place.
Oh, what? That you guys are a bunch of liberal hacks? Oh, thank God, Paul Rudd! Plastic surgery that makes him look so young. Thank God he was there to save the day at SNL. You're a real hero.
Like life, it's unpredictable.
And like you, very predictable.
Paul Rudd's fifth time hosting Saturday Night Live looked
A little different.
I didn't really notice. No one really watched. Oh, did you miss SNL this weekend? Yeah, I've missed it since 2007.
Yeah, it's happening right now, right before our very eyes.
I don't know why. Paul Rudd is just a very punchable looking face. Sexiest man alive. Oh, how does Paul Rudd look so young? I don't know. Plastic surgery. It's not natural and just for men. I don't know what this internet meme is. Where it's like, oh yeah, Paul Rudd looks so young. Yeah, he's had a lot of things done to his face. Who cares?
Oh, happy Hot Topic.
For its last show of 2021, SNL was forced to make some drastic last-minute changes, a precaution amid the latest developments in the COVID-19 pandemic.
Oh no.
Leading up to the show on Saturday, SNL's Twitter account shared this message. Quote, due to the recent spike in the Omicron variant, and out of an abundance of caution, there will be no live audience for tonight's taping of Saturday Night Live.
And all the liberals are like, no!
And the show will have a limited cast and crew.
Like it always does, it has limited humor as well.
Oh, this is your fifth time hosting?
No. I was just arrested for the fifth time this week.
Oh my God. You really deserve it.
Thanks.
That's humor. That's humor. I got arrested. God, shut up, Paul.
Charlie XCX was previously slated as the night's musical guest.
Damn, she looks good.
But the Crash singer was also forced to cancel her performances.
No!
Charlie tweeted she was, quote, devastated and heartbroken.
Ah, no, she just, like, laid around and ate some potato chips and didn't really care.
Telling her fans, quote, I am currently safe and healthy, but of course, very sad.
Why does it feel like March 2020 is happening again?
Without a live audience.
Because it kind of is.
And a limited cast, SNL invited Tina Fey and Tom Hanks to help pick up the slack.
Another thing, I don't like the way that we just have to assume that Tom Hanks is a good guy because everyone says so. Have you hung out with him? Have you gone to his residence and seen what type of husband, what type of father or neighbor he is? God, we bow down to these celebrities. Oh, and it's Tina Fey. I mean, she's okay.
And I am not alone. Isn't that right, Tina?
My son, Chet, is a disappointment.
Woo! Oh!
Yeah!
Rocking
on the cell.
Yeah! Oh, this is fun TV. Nothing like whenever you critique SNL and then there's like a boomer that's like, it's quality television. No, it's not. You just live in the past. You like the name SNL. If it had any other name, you wouldn't watch it.
We're just festive.
It's hot garbage.
Yes, I am here. And this is not the smallest audience I have ever performed for because I have done improv in a Macy's.
Most of the night was filled with pre-taped sketches and classic holiday moments.
Oh, yeah. Great. SNL living in the past because they have no current content. Frankly, they haven't had any good content probably in this whole decade. That's not saying much because the decade is about 2 years in. How about the whole century?
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment was brought to you by FitzAgeFitness.com. When I tell you that Devin Prasad is the best in the Bay, I'm a man of my words. I would not lie to you. Go to Fit_Sage_Fitness on Instagram and go to FitzAgeFitness.com. Sign up for a workout and tell them I sent you.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
This little guy. Buddy, if I had a peanut, I'd give it to you.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Watch out. Hoppy is about to rant.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too. We'll be right back.
topic.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about Kim Kardashian. So there's a lot going on in her life, man. She's busy living out her midlife crisis.
Mm-hmm. Live from Staten Island, it's date night for Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson.
And it's not one unless she takes selfies of her doing everyday things. I'm hanging out with the peasants.
It's a different experience for sure.
Yeah.
On Saturday, everyone's new favorite couple was seen out and about in Pete's hometown.
Yeah, he's Staten Island's hero. That and the Mike Calta show.
Fans first spotted the pair at the movies, where they were joined by Scott Disick.
Oh, God, Scott's just lingering. He seems like a weird dude, man. Like, he would definitely be the third wheel in any social situation ever.
And the night didn't end there.
Like, Scott Disick is just the definition of a third wheel.
As they were apparently in the mood for some Italian.
Kim's like, holy midlife crisis. And Pete Davidson's like, oh, my God, I'm banging Kim Kardashian.
It was calming.
A local restaurant shared these photos to Instagram on Sunday.
Kim looks high as hell. You know, Pete Davidson giving her the bong.
You can see Pete, Kim, and Scott posing in some selfies.
Oh, God. Scott's a weird dude, man. Like, whenever he poses for a picture, he has no expression at all. It's quite frightening.
The caption reads, quote, "Thank you, Kim Kardashian, Pete Davidson, Scott Disick, and others for having dinner at Angelina's last night. Truly great to serve. Come back anytime."
I don't think she'll be back again. I'm just saying.
Of course, Pete's night off was courtesy of Saturday Night Live's last-minute change of plans.
Paul Rudd!
I know it wasn't the Christmas show that you expected, but that...
It's one that we deserve.
That's the beauty of this place. Like life, it's unpredictable.
Just hours before shows...
Yeah, we already know. 856-49-HOPPY.
It appears Pete Davidson and Kim Kardashian had a movie date night in Staten Island this weekend amid SNL's COVID outbreak.
We know.
Let's get into it.
According to sources, Kim K and Pete arrived at the theater in Staten Island around 7 p.m. But unfortunately, it's unclear what movie they went to see.
Spider-Man!
Sources also shared that Scott Disick was also there for the movie night. According to Page Six, Pete and Scott were seen going into a hotel in Manhattan where Kim was staying this weekend.
Yeah, you know that Kim and Pete had a talk, and Kim's like, "Pete, can you just get along with Scott? I know he's kind of weird, but he's just our brother-in-law." And when the worst part about some of these celebrity news videos is they'll repeat the information that was in the previous video. So I'm sorry about that, but there's nothing I can do.
And Kim's SUV was spotted leaving the same hotel and heading towards Staten Island at around 6:30 p.m.
I wonder if she just always has hand sanitizer. She's like, "Yeah, this is not Hollywood."
This all took place as Pete's show, SNL, was on the verge of canceling the final episode of the season due to an unprecedented in-house COVID-19 outbreak. Paul Rudd was able to continue.
All right, we know. Honestly, I'm getting sick of these celebrity news videos. It says Pete Davidson and Kim Kardashian's holiday plans revealed, but they don't really review it. They're just kind of telling us about everything that we already know, okay? Why am I getting mad? I'm getting mad at a celebrity news clip.
Kim and Pete sightings to come, as the pair will likely be spending the holidays together, which includes going to Kris Jenner's annual Christmas party.
That giant orgy.
A source close to the Kardashians told E she's really excited about having him around, and Kris is already obsessed with him.
She's like, "How can I ruin you?"
Adding, "The whole family is a fan of Pete's and would love to spend a holiday with him."
Let's ruin you!
The Insider went on to share, "Kim and Pete have many upcoming plans and things are going really well."
I really think this relationship kind of works because she wants to date somebody who's ordinary, who's not just some vapid football player or some vapid rapper with CTE. Get it? I said that Kanye West had CTE. She wants to date somebody who's an everyday average Joe. And Pete Davidson's like, "Oh my God, I'm being Kim Kardashian."
She has even considered going to support him in Miami for New Year's.
Oh, yeah.
He has told her he'd love for her to be there.
Oh, I thought they were going to say he's told her he loves her, which that's coming soon.
As we previously reported, Pete and Miley Cyrus are set to host Miley's New Year's Eve party for NBC and Peacock to bring in the new year.
You know how I just said that Kim Kardashian probably brings hand sanitizer around every time she's in New York because it doesn't compare to Hollywood? Every time they talk about Miley Cyrus on these videos, I feel like I need hand sanitizer. She's dirty.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment is brought to you by ZRadioLive.com. Happy Hour is live on ZRadio Live on Odyssey. Tune in every Thursday at 5 p.m. East Coast time, 4 p.m. Central at ZRadioLive.com. Spread the word.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Someone hook me up with a flame. I'm having a nit fit.
Light him up.
Meat wad.
Here.
Encourage him in his habit.
That's a good smoker.
When did you start smoking?
This morning. I raise my whiskey. I'm going to get tore up.
We shall acquire some wine on the way to the mall.
And then you can get tore up.
And pass out in the hot sun.
That's my balls.
I don't think Meat Wad should be hanging around with these moon people.
Watch out. Hoppy is about to rant.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Kardashian recently admitted that she regrets arguing with Ye about his controversial MAGA hat and slammed cancel culture for being ridiculous. Let's get into it.
You know it's legit when she chimes in.
After finally passing the California baby bar exam,
I'm so proud of you.
It looks like Kim Kardashian is well on her way to becoming a certified lawyer.
Yeah.
But before Kim continues to tackle criminal justice reform, she's making one thing clear.
No free BJs.
She's using her influence to change the world for the better.
Yeah.
And isn't afraid to upset some people in the process.
Yeah, you go, girlfriend.
Kim recently appeared on an episode of journalist Barry Weiss's podcast, Honestly.
Honestly.
And dropped some serious bombshells about her thoughts on cancel culture, politics, and her ex-husband Ye's notorious MAGA hat incident. If you may recall, Ye stirred up some major controversy when he wore a red MAGA hat associated with former President Donald Trump.
Who's that?
During a 2018 episode of Saturday Night Live, which garnered some pretty strong reactions from fans.
Oh my God, he wore a hat! Remember 2018 when we got mad about that shit? dummies.
And
I don't like Trump. I'm not supporting him, but my God, he supports somebody. Heaven forbid. Who cares? God. Do you like the gas prices now, bitch?
According to Kim, she was very forceful with him amid the episode, arguing with him, you have to take that hat off.
She's just looking out for him, man.
But now Kim admitted that she regrets trying to force her ex-husband to hide his political stances and claimed she learned a lot from the situation.
Yeah, she deserves better.
And now looking back, I thought, why should he take that off if that's what he believes in? Why can't he wear that on TV?
Damn right. Hell yeah, you speak your mind and tell it like it is.
Please don't be offended. He's sorry in advance.
It was possibly the weirdest moment of 2020. Kim actually worked alongside Trump and lobbied the former president to free Alice Johnson, who was facing life in prison for her involvement in a drug trafficking organization.
No big deal.
And apparently Kim first made the call to Trump's daughter, Ivanka.
Hi!
Who Kim described in the interview as empathetic.
Yeah, she seems kind of normal. Like, she knows her dad's weird.
So, yeah, Kim's certainly not afraid to work with some controversial figures.
Yeah, if that's what you want to call it.
Kim made it clear that she's got some strong feelings about cancel culture, opening up about how some fans were not so happy with Ye's decision to wear a MAGA hat.
Oh, no.
Kim defended...
Can you imagine, like, if you cared that much, you're called up... loser, if you cared that much about a hat.
Didier's choice to wear the hat, telling Bari that the incident taught her to be a little bit more empathetic for people that just want to do what they want to do. Freedom of speech.
Hell yeah.
Kim went on to rail against cancel culture.
Yeah, she railed it.
As a whole, even calling it ridiculous. During the interview, Kim went on to explain, I think cancel culture is the most ridiculous thing because I really do believe, and you and I have been at several dinners together where people are discussing their thoughts on it, in rehabilitation and freedom of speech.
You know we're doomed, and this is not a shot at Kim, but you know we're doomed when Kim Kardashian is the voice of reason.
She added, I've never really been...
A lot of great things come from the mouth of Kim Kardashian. She always knows how to use that mouth well.
In rehabilitation and freedom of speech. She added, I've never really been into cancel culture.
Is that what his name was? That was a terrible joke.
Honestly, if anyone's had their fair share of being canceled, it's probably Kim.
Why?
Who faced some serious backlash after she announced that her new shapewear company would be called Kimono, the Japanese word for a traditional robe-like garment.
Yeah, if you're canceling the Kardashians, you're just kind of like, what are you doing? Not saying it's offensive or not offensive. I'm just saying, like, yeah, you're not really canceling, like, the biggest family in the world. I'm going to cancel you. Yeah, good luck.
Tristan Thompson has admitted that he and Marilee Nichols, the woman who has sued the NBA star claiming she conceived his third child,
did he admit that he's a deadbeat father?
Had a sexual relationship over the course of multiple months.
Oh, I thought he was so loyal to Khloé. At this point, Khloé's just getting out of control. Like, dump him. No! I don't have self-respect!
In court documents that made headlines earlier this month, Nichols reportedly claimed she got pregnant during a sexual encounter on Thompson's 30th birthday back in March.
Okay, here's my thing. I got to figure out how to word this. Oh, Ryan Hoppy, how do you word this? Okay, I got it. I'm not saying that Thompson shouldn't get all the blame. I'm not saying that Thompson isn't a scumbag. I get that it takes two to tango, but I love how nobody's talking about her ruining a relationship. Is that relationship a very vapid fake relationship, the one between Khloé and Thompson? Yes. Is it a sham? Yes. But I love how all these side chicks never get any of the blame for ruining the relationship. Again, consensual sex between two. But I think if it's consensual and it's an equal thing, you know, 50-50, we want everything to be equal. Women's rights, everyone's rights is equal. So if everything's equal, blame the side chick a little more.
And requested child support and pregnancy-related costs. At the time, in a legal filing obtained by the Daily Mail, Thompson reportedly acknowledged that they did have sex on his birthday.
Yeah, ruining a marriage on your birthday!
And now, in a new legal declaration...
Well, it's not even a marriage, but you know what I'm saying.
...declaration also obtained by the Daily Mail. The athlete reportedly admitted that their sexual relationship predated that encounter.
Yeah. Khloé's like, I thought you were at bowling night. Dumb joke.
Saying that between December 2020 and March 2021, they saw each other, quote, sporadically.
Yeah, he's got one of 100 girls.
He explained, per the outlet.
He just didn't pull out that night.
She told me that she had been involved with other athletes and understood the limitations of our relationship.
Oh, wow.
To wit, that we might see each other on a sporadic basis for consensual sex only.
Yeah, you gotta sign that NDA, bro. You gotta be like Jack Harlow. But then again, to sign an NDA, you have to have an IQ. And Tristan Thompson's IQ is the amount of rebounds he has per game.
He reportedly added, we did not have any dates in the traditional sense at any time. There were no dining at restaurants, going to movies, traveling, or any other indication of a normalized relationship.
Yeah, I'm not gonna treat you with respect, bitch. I'm Tristan Thompson, bitch. I do what I want, and karma's gonna get me, bitch. I'm on the Sacramento Kings now.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah, this following lawsuit. Oh, I'm looking at this video. It says paternity lawsuit with Tristan Thompson. No. I don't want to manifest a lawsuit. Take two. This following lawsuit. All right. This following segment was brought to you by WestchaseProducts.com. When I tell you that they are the best in the Bay, I'm a man of my words, I would not lie to you. Posters, business cards, yard signs, whatever the hell you need printed up, West Chase Printing is the place to go. West Chase Printing and DJ Tone Tampa on Instagram. Go there, and when you get the invoice, tell him I sent you, and he'll hook you up.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
What are you looking at? Loser! You're a loser! Are you feeling sorry for yourself? Well, you should be, because you are dirt! You make me sick, you big baby!
Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Happy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Everyone's asking, is it safe to travel during the holidays in the setting of these surges of COVID-19 that we're seeing here in this?
It really is frightening about the surges of COVID, but I thought the vaccine fixed everything, is what everyone's saying. How about this? How about we don't know what's going on because this has never happened before? You can't honestly be even trying to pretend like you're an expert. We don't know what happened. We don't know what's going on. Oh, you can predict the future? Totally. That's why everyone going into the 2020s was like, oh yeah, the roaring 20s. This is going to be our decade. Yeah, this is going to be great. Yeah, it's going to be amazing. Shut up.
This country and around the world, it depends. It depends how essential that travel is. How.
Oh yeah, so we're going to have to like watch Good Morning America and then have Dr. Jen Ashton, who I'm playing right now. I had a hard time saying that. Yeah, we're going to have her telling us how to rank if we should go on a vacation or not. You know what I mean? Is it essential? Is it important? Shut up.
Badly you want to go, where you're going.
We're just filling time. So we're like saying, should you go to that funeral? Should you go on a vacation? Should you go on a business trip? Should you? Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. God.
Actor Alec Baldwin's son.
Speaking of shut up.
Shut up.
Alec Baldwin's dumbass.
Actor Alec Baldwin's cell phone, the target of a new search warrant.
Yeah.
Authorities want access to the actor's photos, social media accounts, private messages, and even deleted files.
Spaghetti-O. I think he'll get away with it because he's Alec Baldwin and he's the authority on being a scumbag. But then again, I pray to the Lord it's probably not real that he gets some charges.
The Santa Fe County Sheriff's Office saying in an affidavit that it believes there may be evidence on the phone relating to the death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins.
Alec Baldwin's like, I've actually never had a phone. I don't know what a phone is. I don't have one. Hey, George Stephanopoulos, let's do an interview about how I've never had a phone.
In a new statement overnight to NBC News, Baldwin's legal team saying they proactively requested the warrant to protect some of the actor's family and personal information.
Yeah, that's important.
Writing in part, we are confident that the evidence will show that Mr. Baldwin is not responsible civilly or criminally for what occurred on October 21st, and he continues to cooperate with authorities.
Wow, that was 2 months ago.
Adding that they hope the authorities continue to focus on how the live rounds got on the set in the first place.
Oh yeah, his scumbag lawyer changing the subject. I didn't push the trigger. Shut up. God, he's an asshole. There's nothing good about him. And if you thought he was attractive, you have daddy issues.
Detectives are giving few hints about what they're looking for, but according to the search warrant, investigators learned of several emails and text messages about the Rust movie production during interviews with Baldwin and others.
Oh, but I thought he didn't do anything.
Among them, a conversation with the film's armorer, Hannah Gutierrez-Reed.
The one that was going on podcast saying, I don't know how to do my job. I got this because of my daddy.
Shut up!
Before the shooting, in which the actor apparently requested a bigger gun.
Yeah, I gotta overcompensate for my small dick.
maybe that the evidence sought on Alec Baldwin's phone
yeah.
is not really about the moment of the crime, mm-hmm. but instead Alec Baldwin's decisions as a producer and how those might have affected safety on the set.
Oh, I thought Alec Baldwin was perfect and he never did anything wrong.
Helena Hutchins was killed and director Joel Souza was wounded when the prop gun Baldwin was holding suddenly fired during rehearsal. In an interview this month, Baldwin told ABC,
I can't play the interview. He's an asshole. God, I hate him. Spider-Man, we're going to move on.
Happen. After a rough 2 years for Hollywood and movie theaters.
Oh, how did Hollywood survive, you poor babies? Forget about all the people that lost their jobs and all the small businesses that closed. Oh, Hollywood that protects pedophiles and the rich and elite. Oh, no, you suffered for 2 years and just hemorrhaged a little bit of money. Oh, you poor babies. How'd you survive?
Happen. After a rough 2 years for Hollywood Shut and movie up. Theaters, the superhero is swooping in for the holidays.
Tom Holland just looks like the most like Generation Z millennial Spider-Man ever. Just not that tough, not that cool.
Spider-Man No Way Home made an explosive debut in theaters this
explosive
this weekend, shattering box office records, bringing in a stunning $253 million.
That's a lot of money.
Here in the U.S.
This is a spectacle. This is a celebration of cinema.
Yeah, me flying in the air with CGI and doing average acting. I'm Tom Holland, and I think I'm cool.
To see this kind of reaction.
Yeah.
That's why we make these films.
That's why we make these films, man. That's why we don't go to Pedophile Island. We've never been there.
Shut up!
The movie industry has taken a major hit amid the pandemic.
You don't say when you're closed for 18 months, you're going to lose some money? Whoa!
Many theaters have struggled to stay open while keeping patrons safe.
Oh no, I miss getting two popcorns and a large soda for $29. No! I miss you guys!
I'm limiting capacity and offering reserved seating.
The amount of prices, the price to see one movie is how much HBO Max is per month. Oh, I missed you guys.
Some innovative movies drew audiences on streaming services.
Washington Heights.
Some big movies earlier in the year, like Lin-Manuel Miranda's In the Heights.
Saw that with my Latina girlfriend and her mom, and I just felt like I had no culture at all. They're just in the middle of the living room dancing like Latinas, and I'm just like, I'm very Caucasian.
People out of the house. Recent releases like the star-studded Dune have found success, both streaming and in theaters.
Oh, cool.
Now the industry is hoping the web-slinging hero played by Tom Holland can rescue that American tradition.
I don't know why I'm not in the comic books. I don't hate on people that are in the comic books, but I just don't really dig them. I don't know why, man. I'm not trying to be a contrarian. I'm not trying to be an edgelord where I'm like, F comic books. But I just don't dig them, man. It's just it's the same thing over and over again.
The weekend blockbuster.
This movie has to be seen on the big screen.
After
Oh, it does? Oh, yeah, totally worth the $52 if you have a family of four and food. Think about it. It adds up, bro. I don't have a family, so I can't really relate, but I'm just saying.
Just 3 days in theaters, it's already the highest grossing film of the year.
You know, oh, whoa. The highest grossing film of the year when barely anything's come out. What an accomplishment. You're doing good, Tom Holland. In a year where nothing really came out, and you literally have the top watch movie, you're doing a great job.
And the third biggest opening weekend in movie history.
Pre or post COVID,
yeah.
This is a massive number.
But oh, whatever. A 5-6, a 49 Hoppy. tweeted me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com.
Whoa! Hoppy Hot Topic!
In today's Tech Bites, Apple may be working on its biggest iPad yet.
And it has one. I got nothing. I thought that joke was going somewhere. F Apple. There you go.
Bloomberg reports the 15-inch tablet will come with a power plug in the back and a support to mount it to the wall.
Oh, it's so cool. Man, Steve Jobs is rolling over in his grave. Did you know that I have a hard time saying words to begin with ST? Yes. Let me do it again. Steve Jobs is rolling over in his grave as this company is like, yeah, you can place it against the wall. Oh, God, what happened in this world, man?
The company is reportedly also looking to make the larger iPad thicker to accommodate more powerful speakers.
Oh, yeah, hell yeah. It's a thicker iPod, iPad, whatever the hell it is.
Chipotle is about to open its so-called digital kitchen.
Is it full of NFTs, bro?
It will only accept orders placed online or through the chain's app.
I place them all online. I don't like talking to people, man. But it's just awkward. They're like, oh, yeah. I'm sure they think I'm awkward. And I'm like, oh, yeah. And I have some rice, and they barely give you any rice. I feel like when you do it through the mobile order, they hook you up more. But I feel like they look at me, and they're like, ha, tall guy, you're not going to get a lot of meat. If you want a lot of meat, go to Ybor City on a Thursday night at the castle.
It will feature a so-called Chipotle drive-thru for pickup orders.
Hell yeah. Introverts dream, not talking to people.
First such restaurant will be south of Cleveland, Ohio.
Why?
And TikTok is set to deliver more than just videos. It's partnering with Grubhub to start a food delivery service.
Oh God, we're about to see all the ads for that.
TikTok kitchens will operate out of existing restaurants and will serve dishes made popular by the social media platform.
Charlie D'Amelio's vomit, $10.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
I feel like I'm really aggressive in the show. This following segment was brought to you by Rich Keeley, Master Barbershop. When I tell you that Rich Keeley is the best barber in all of the Bay Area, I'm a man of my words. He is at Salon Loft on Kennedy Boulevard, right next door to McDonald's. Go to richkbarber.com, sign up for an appointment, and when you go there, tell him I sent you.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY.
Doctors say the life expectancy of the average man is now 76.2 years.
76.2, but I'm already 38.1. I've wasted half my life.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go.
Oh, yeah. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. And you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. Waiting for tonight. We're about to get the update on J-Lo being upset because Ben Affleck is a fucking asshole.
Jennifer Lopez is shutting down reports that she's upset over Ben Affleck's recent comments about his ex-wife, Jennifer Garner.
Oh, hell yeah. She's got to protect her, man, because Jennifer Garner just kind of seems like she's a little uptight. She seems like she wouldn't be fun to be around. I'm not saying Ben's fun to be around, but I'm just saying I feel like a pissed off Jennifer Garner is kind of like a pissed off Karen in the middle of a Walmart in Largo, Florida.
I was trapped. You know, I was like, I can't leave because of my kids, but I'm not happy.
Yeah.
Earlier this week,
I'm sure she felt the same way with you, bud. I'm going to drink a bottle of scotch on the couch. I'm Ben Affleck.
Last Duel star appeared on SiriusXM's The Howard Stern Show.
I think I've heard of it.
And opened up about his marriage to the 49-year-old actress.
Well, she looks good for that age, man. Good for you. He has some plastic surgery. That's so cool.
And how alcoholism affected their relationship.
Yeah, whiskey dick.
What do I do? And what I did was like, you know, drink a bottle of scotch and fall asleep on the couch.
Yeah, don't we all?
To be the solution.
There's nothing worse than drinking at home. At least when you go out and about and you drink, I feel like Like, I'm social and I'm hanging out with people. But when you, like, drink at home, it's just kind of sad.
Well, Affleck caught a lot of flack for all that.
And
on social media.
Drinks a lot of flacks, too.
Yeah, and he later clarified his comment.
Flasks. That was a terrible joke. I am awful today. I am not on my game. I'm on my game. I'm always on my game. I'm great.
Flag for all that on social media, and he later clarified his comments during a stop by Jimmy Kimmel Live.
Oh yeah, Jimmy Kimmel Live, where everybody fixes their bad PR. I'm Jimmy Kimmel. Oh, shut up.
That's not true. I don't believe that. It's the exact...
It's the exact opposite. When I'm on the Howard Stern show, I opened up and did the truth, and now I've had time to mull over how to say I'm sorry and act in front of everybody on Jimmy Kimmel. It's not the truth, damn it!
A stop by Jimmy Kimmel Live.
What an asshole.
That's not true. I don't believe that. It's the exact opposite of who I am.
No, it's not, bud. Oh, yeah, Ben Affleck, the real happy-go-lucky guy. Someone I'd want to hang out with. Oh, round of applause for you. That's not who you are. You're a really good guy. You're a really good guy, Ben. What?
What I believe,
what?
I would never want my kids to think I would ever say a bad word about their mom.
Well, you just did on one of the biggest radio shows ever. Oh, but I didn't mean it, even though I sounded very confident and a little angry with a lot of resentment in my voice. But I didn't mean it.
This really upset you. I mean,
this really upset you. I'm Jimmy Kimmel. I'm going to protect my boys. But if a Republican did this like Trump, I would be all over them because I'm a phony asshole.
Obviously.
It hurts my feelings, man.
It hurt my feelings. The fact that I went on a radio show and said something about my ex-wife, and then when I got in trouble, I'm like, me getting in trouble? But I'm Ben Affleck.
Amid the backlash, reports quickly surfaced that Lopez was offended by what he had said in his interview with Stern.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of puts her in a weird position, you know? It doesn't really make her look good.
But over the weekend, she told People magazine...
I didn't really mean it, that it doesn't bother me. Let me guess.
It's, quote, simply not true.
It's not true. I love my Ben. I love my pretentious asshole of a boyfriend midlife crisis decision to go back with him after 17 years. I love him so much.
Quote, it is not how I feel.
Oh, good.
The Hustler star, who rekindled her relationship with the Oscar winner earlier this year, added, quote, I couldn't have more respect for Ben as a father.
Okay, but what about the fact that he said that? He's probably a fine father. I'm not saying he's a bad father. I'm sure. But I'm saying, like, God, I can't take this. Man, people in Hollywood, I don't know if you notice this trend, but they're phony assholes.
A co-parent and a person. And Lopez, she was snapped supporting the actor at his taping of the late night talk show.
Well, that's good. She's there. Oh, because she took a picture, everything's fine. Because she took a picture, you're doing really good, guys.
Before he attempted to set the record straight.
I don't care anymore. He said what he said. He meant it. And we're going to come. We're not going to come back. I don't want to go to break. But I'm just saying it. Just shut up. Just shut up. Shut up. Shut up. My comments were taken out of context when I said that I drank because my ex-wife was driving me nuts. I didn't mean that. I was playing a character. Shut up and be genuine. But you're asking people from Hollywood to be genuine? Not possible.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment was brought to you by Amir Academy of Martial Arts. When I tell you that Amir Academy of Martial Arts is the best in the Bay, I'm a man of my words. I would not lie to you. 2700 22nd Street North, and that's in St. Petersburg. AmirAcademy.com, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 6 p.m. Go there and change your life forever, bro.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Well, it was good while it lasted, I guess.
What was?
But Sheriff, the glory hole is the pride and joy of Dougal County.
Fella found an even older glory hole two towns over. Lord knows I ain't looking forward to telling the tourism board about this.
Such an elegant concept. A simple lowly hole to commemorate his glory.
He never holds back. And he speaks his mind. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
It's Allie for Hollywood Life.
Hi.
With your music roundup, and we are going to start this one off with Madonna.
Why? Irrelevant.
And 50 Cent. Yes, there's more news coming from this really random beef. Recall
is there just a bunch of aggression because they probably want to bang each other?
A couple weeks ago, the rapper poked fun at Madonna after she posted.
Who's banged more people, 50 Cent or Madonna? I feel like it's the close war there.
The rapper poked fun at Madonna after she posted a photo of herself, which basically showed her whole entire butt. Well, this then resulted in the Like a Virgin singer making a video in response to 50 Cent that also came with an interesting filter choice. But anyway, a source is now telling Hollywood Life exclusively that Madonna is very confident in herself and...
Oh, is she? Because when you have to let everybody know you're confident, oh, you're so confident.
And despite what the haters have to say, she is going to be a sex symbol until the day that she dies.
I haven't been a sex symbol in 20 years. Let's be real here. I'm a sex symbol.
This is the energy I aspire to have in my 60s. But all right, moving on.
Is it? You want to overcompensate and... Never mind.
On a Big Sean and his upcoming Drink Champs interview.
Hell yeah, Big Sean got disrespected by Kanye West. He's the everyday average Joe rapper. Kanye West is an asshole.
Podcast released a promo for the interview, and let's just say Big Sean does not seem to be holding back.
Yeah, his boss disrespected him. I'm not going to hold back on Kanye West either. Well, you're saying that a rapper that got disrespected is going to actually speak his mind and want free publicity? Whoa, breaking news.
Well, recall Kanye West was just on the show a little over a month ago, and he said very confidently that Big Sean was the worst thing he's ever done.
No, Donda was.
Well, now the Detroit native is responding, and in one clip, he says he loves Kanye West. But
he's one of those guys. I love him. The word love is used so often. I love that person, but now I'm going to insult them. That's the way to insult somebody, but kind of passive aggressively 50% do it. I love you, but you're a piece of shit and a terrible father, but I love you, bro.
But his comments about signing him were some, quote, bitch ass shit. Another short clip showed Big Sean throwing the tombstone Ye had previously held when he was...
Sounds like things are good in that relationship.
...making his comments about his fellow good music rapper.
Got it.
Not really sure I'm feeling the love here, but...
Yeah, it's a good point.
What do you guys think?
I don't know.
Let us know in the comments. Oh, yeah. But okay, now on to Billie Eilish and her interesting experience at the Met Gala. While
I went to the Met Gala, and I didn't get along with anybody. I'm so much better than him. I'm Billie Eilish. I should thank my brother for my career.
On the Howard Stern Show, the singer revealed that she thought the event was nuts and that it's essentially just famous people famous peopling.
That's a good way of explaining it. So you were there doing the same thing, but you're acting like you weren't doing it because Howard's not going to be like, oh, but were you doing it?
Hey guys, it's Allie for Hollywood Life with your Car Jenner Roundup. And we're starting off with some extravagance from Northwest. Kim's oldest took to TikTok Live to show off her impressive collection of
Isn't she like seven?
Bags and massive closet.
Yeah.
A little house tour. Now we have to assume that Northy got the okay to go live by her.
Why? Because kids always follow the rules?
Her mom after the last fiasco where Kim scolded her on the spot for not getting permission. And this time around, the 8-year-old was an absolute pro. She panned the camera all over her closet shelves, showing off her Louis Vuitton, Fendi, Hermes, and Balenciaga handbags.
Oh, so relatable. Oh, I can relate to that every single sentence she just said.
Dazzled Judith Lieber clutches. If you ever get tired of those, we're happy to take them off your hands.
That's weird. I'm talking to a 7-year-old about purses. Oh, this is just normal 2021 things.
For you. And moving on to a little update on Travis Scott and Kylie Jenner as they prepare to welcome their second child in the midst of the aftermath of the tragedy at Travis's Astroworld Festival.
It just got dark with the music. They had to really set the mood, bro.
A source revealed to Hollywood Life that the young couple is, quote, unbreakable after the...
Oh, they are? Oh, that's good.
...horrific event that occurred at Travis's show on November 5th. They said that Travis has been with Kylie nonstop for...
I need you, baby!
...several weeks now, and...
For about 12 hours, and then I'm gonna cheat on you, but we'll sell this plot line to the media that we're getting along. Shut up.
...is going to be by her side for the foreseeable future.
Yeah, because they're about to have a kid. That's why. Nothing more, nothing less.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Toys R Us is back.
Woo! Overpriced toys, because we all live in the past. Yeah, woo! Toys R Us sucked.
Just in time for the holidays.
Hell yeah! Who wants to get a toy for $25 plus $5 tax? Woo! Toys R Us is so overrated.
Toys R Us
is... I can't take this. Toys R Us is overpriced. KB Toys was better.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment was brought to you by quadpod.com, QOD, POD.com. If you want to hear the best podcasts in the land, including Happy Hour, which is at QOD, POD.com/Ryan Hoppy. Yeah, go there. Tell them I sent you.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Like a $9,000 prostitute, please. Oh, do you have nine $1,000 ones? Yeah, good. And if you got an albino, send her up too. And like 20 minutes, I'm going to be asleep, so get them up here. I had like half a bottle of melatonin, six beers, this whole bucket of chicken. Oh, the Sandman is coming.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio. Watch out. Hoppy is about to rant.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Beyonce just sent fans reeling after she oh so casually joined TikTok, leading many to speculate that she's releasing new music.
Best news of the day.
Let's get into it.
Please, let's get into it.
It looks like Beyonce is gearing up for a TikTok takeover.
Hell yeah, Queen Bee.
Bee left her beehive shook after fans discovered that she'd finally made an official TikTok account, leaving many to wonder why the singer just now decided to join the app. While she hasn't posted anything yet, she obviously has a ton of followers already under the TikTok handle at Beyonce. So yeah, you can pretty much drop everything and go follow Bee on the app because...
Yeah, you can be afraid of bees. They're quite scary. But a bee coming over? A beehive? Ah, it's nothing. They're not that scary. Compared to those fans, they think that Beyonce cares about them. And they are very incorrect. These bees would be more loyal to you than Beyonce. But then again, those bees would also be more loyal than Jay-Z.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
The business owner is slamming people who think they have...
Oh, God, those bees! Those bees will go away! Oh, no! Oh, no! The world's ending! All these things are playing at once! Oh, no! Oh, no! I never claimed to have this show be perfect a day in the life of Ryan Hoppy. All these other DJs out there voice track their show and make it sound perfect. Me? You're not getting that. All right, take two.
Amy Duggar has Jana Duggar's back. The business owner is slamming people who think they have a built-in babysitter following...
I probably do. You guys are religious assholes and you protected Josh, so we can't really believe anything you say, so shut up.
Her cousin's misdemeanor charge. She spoke out on Twitter, writing, quote,
God's real and he loves you.
I believe that if you are a parent, you should watch your own children. It's not right to always have someone else watching them for you.
What an elitist millionaire thing. God, I hate millionaires that are out of touch with the reality.
After facing mixed responses, she clarified her position, adding, quote, okay, let me clear something up. I'm not talking about loving good parents that work and provide for their families.
Shut up. That's exactly what you meant. You don't even know what it means to work. You're a gold digger. You're from money. Shut up.
Support that, of course. I'm talking about people who rely on aunts or friends or anyone that takes advantage of people just simply because they can.
If you really meant that, you would have said it at first, but you just added that in because you got in trouble.
The stance comes after it was revealed last week that Jenna had been charged with endangering the welfare of a child in our...
Yeah, she kept him around Josh. It's pretty bad. He's kind of a sociopath.
Arkansas, according to court documents obtained by Access Hollywood.
Yeah.
Amy didn't back down, concluding that, quote,
your kids, even your older kids, should not be your built-in babysitter.
Shut up! You're a millionaire! You don't know what we go through! You can't relate, you dirty rotten imbecile!
Your kids, no matter what their age is, should be able to live a normal adolescent life. Helping out every once in a while is great, but if you're gonna have that many kids, then be responsible for them.
Well, that's kind of true. A little out of touch, though. I kind of get what she's saying, but I kind of don't.
This isn't the first time the 35-year-old has publicly stood up for the reality star.
It's not the last time. Because she's a clout chaser. Speaking of clout chasers, Olivia Munn. She totally did it. She totally wasn't John Mulaney's side chick while he was married. She's a woman of integrity, damn it.
Oh, happy hot topic.
Olivia Munn and John Mulaney are new parents.
Woohoo! He won't be an asshole of a father that leaves a girl with daddy issues. He's a good man.
Actually,
it's a baby boy, so he'll have even worse daddy issues because that's your male figure, that guy.
TMZ, the first time mom and dad welcomed a son together in November.
First time and probably the last time because he'll cheat on her.
The duo reportedly welcomed their new bundle of joy secretly the day before Thanksgiving in
Yeah, it seems like everything they do is kind of secret, kind of scummy, a little sketchy.
LA. Olivia and John sparked romance speculation in May.
In May, when he was cheating on his wife with her.
2021. The news of their reported romance came just days after John announced he was getting a divorce from his wife.
Oh no, he waited until he was officially divorced and then was like, hey, Olivia Munn, now I'm divorced. Let's hang out. There was no collusion. No, I think that's the right word. There was no crossover. He's a really good guy.
If of 6 years.
Every girl's like, oh my God, he's so funny. I'm like, he would ruin you.
When he got out of rehab, he started his road to recovery and reconnected with Olivia, who he had previously met in 2013.
Yeah, he reconnected by being married and messaging her from the other room.
A juror who convicted actor Jussie Smollett for making up his story about being attacked on the streets of Chicago.
No, we're looking for that Trump supporter in the middle of -5 degree weather in Chicago when a guy is going to get Subway at 1 in the morning. Where's that MAGA supporter?
Is speaking out today. He was actually the lone black juror on the case, and he's confident he made the right decision.
Yeah, because it's a lie.
Because to him, Smollett's testimony made no sense.
Because he's lying. He's a sociopath. He's a heck of an actor. He knew that Empire was about to go off of TV, so he's like, how can I be relevant? And he made a good choice. I mean, he's relevant forever. We'll always remember this. But he'll always be remembered as the actor who was talented but couldn't create his own clout, so he had to use the president at the time. You hack.
The lone black juror on the Jussie Smollett trial is speaking out for the first time.
Yeah.
In this exclusive interview with WLS-TV, Andre Hope says Smollett's claim that he was attacked in a hate crime by the Osundaro brothers simply made no sense.
True.
2 o'clock in the morning, cold outside, when you just use your common sense.
Yeah.
As
is Subway even open at 1?
What's there? Yeah, it didn't add up.
Hope said one critical piece of evidence.
Everybody forgets about that. It was like -5, 10 degrees out. You're walking around? What?
Evidence that convinced him Smollett made up the story was the noose, which police video showed Smollett leaving on his neck for cops to see.
Yep, choke me. Choke me.
As an African American,
I've been a bad boy.
American person, I'm not putting that deuce back on at all.
This
true, that's a good point. I feel like Jussie's kinky, bro. I feel like he likes to get down. Well, I know he likes to get down, but like he really likes to get down. I'm going to lie and create a conspiracy because I'm a heck of an actor.
Kardashian and Travis
Barker. Rewind. What's going on?
Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker won't let a little rain dampen their holiday spirit.
Oh, thank God. You guys are such warriors. You're really good people. You're so noble.
The couple enjoyed a family getaway to Disneyland this week, taking Kourtney's 6-year-old son, Rain, and Travis's 18-year-old son, Landon.
They probably looked so awkward there. Because I'm the authority on awkward, so I can read it. Like, you know when someone's, like, gay or on the LGBTQ plus community? Said that correctly. And I think I did. And, like, they can have their gaydar and they know, like, who's gay and who's not. I'm the awkward dar, and I can tell you that they looked awkward as hell there because they're amongst all the peasants.
Though the weather didn't exactly come through for the outing.
Oh, no.
Kourtney assured fans that she, Travis, and the boys had a total blast, sharing a series of cute Instagram pics and...
We're sniffing each other's noses. Yeah, we're so edgy. We can't just post normally in public. We have to be edgelords because we're living out our midlife crisis.
Their time at the park.
Yeah.
Including a snap of her and Travis taking time for a tender moment in front of the It's a Small World ride and a shot of the whole foursome posing together with a festive backdrop.
That's a weird way. Never mind. 856-49 Hoppy, we're about to wrap this up.
When Mariah Carey sang the words, I'll be there, she definitely meant it.
Oh, she did? Because when I think of a generous person, I think of Mariah Carey. What an angel she is. Such a good person.
In a new interview with NME, Mariah revealed how she supported Britney Spears while she was still in her conservatorship.
Mariah Carey making it about her. What a surprise.
Mariah said, quote, I'm not sure it's an affinity. Mm-hmm. I think everybody on this planet deserves to be free. And what they did to her, what I saw, was horrific.
What about the people that you treated badly? Did they deserve to be treated that way, Mariah? Because you're not known as a nice person. But what about the people you treated badly? Did they deserve that, Mariah?
Though I reached out to her through a mutual friend because I wanted her to know, guess what? You're not alone. Mariah went on to share that she...
And guess what? I need some clout. Can I join in?
...wanted to be there for Britney because she knows how impactful it can be to have a friend get in touch.
Oh, yeah. Mariah Carey, a real friend. Jake Paul, a real friend, too.
Jake Paul just opened up about his time working with Olivia Rodrigo and said he knew she had something special, which garnered some pretty strong reactions from fans. Let's get into it.
What, did he said a nice thing for once?
Believe it or not, Jake Paul and Olivia Rodrigo actually go pretty far back.
Oh, that's weird.
You see, the YouTuber turned boxer made his acting debut on Disney's Bizardvark back in 2016.
Yeah, I just found out that he was a Disney dude from a girlfriend that's like a Disney geek, and I was like, did not know that. But then again, a lot of douchebags do come from Disney.
Where he played the character Dirk Man. Olivia...
Of course he did. I'm Dirk Man!
Also starred in the show before she was launched into musical superstardom, playing the part of Paige Alvera.
So they're good friends. That's good. This couple, I can't figure out if they annoy me or not. I know they are waiting for my authority.
Zendaya and Tom Holland were advised not to date while filming their first Spider-Man movie together.
That's like the rumor, don't have sex before a boxing match. Let them date. Who cares? Life's short.
Amy Pascal, who produced the last three Spider-Man flicks.
She seems like a real blast.
Told the New York Times in an interview that she warned the young duo not to get involved with each other when they began filming Spider-Man Homecoming, which was released in 2017. She revealed, quote, I took Tom and Zendaya aside separately when we first cast them and gave them a lecture. Don't go there. Just don't. Try not.
You know, she's banging out the producers, though. Probably a hypocrite.
Too. Although the new project came with a fair warning, the co-stars have reportedly been linked for a while now.
That just turned them on even more. They're like, yeah, that bitch of a director. Yeah, we're having crazy sex.
Amy explained that the same thing happened with Andrew Garfield and Emma Stone.
Man, it seems like no one really listens to her authority. It's like no one cares.
Who dated for 4 years before breaking things off in 2015.
Ah, it's a good run.
When they began filming for the franchise.
Oh, whatever. 856. She's gonna, you know, I'm not gonna say die alone, but you definitely have to mind your own business, Karen.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour is now over. Happy hour is now over. Happy hour is now.
And like that,